Page number 13, I'm sorry.
I'll figure it out.
Page number 13, 98595, Blue Bliss Nail Spa, SMT 19648. ENT Beauty LLC owner, Emily Nguyen, member, Tracy Tran, Q Fan member.
Wait, before we move on, I was just wondering about the consistency of the fees, or what am I missing here?
It's just a decision made by a different board member to offer a different solution.
Oh, that one, of course, I guess. No, I'm just saying that, it was listed as $250.
Oh, why the $250?
But it was, a higher, more serious situation.
The staff recommendation. Yeah, I don't know why.
Probably the level of dirtiness. I mean, the tickets were pretty.
But the licensure was the same issue?
Yeah.
And before it was $500, and then it was $250? So, I don't know what we checked or don't check. I just wanted to bring this.
Yeah, let's see. You swear or affirm the testimony you give today be truthful and the whole truth? And state your name.
My name is Emily.
Hi, Emily. Please have a seat. All right, our investigator is going to review the case. We'll ask questions back to you.
Good morning, Mr. Baker, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Stone. On November 16, 2023, I went to Blue Bliss Nail Spa for an investigation, and I asked the receptionist if the owner or a manager was present to discuss the complaint. The receptionist stated no manager or owner is currently on staff, but the manager would be in the salon later that day. I told the receptionist I would return to speak with the owner or management about the complaint. On November 30th, 2023, I returned to Blue Bliss Nail Spa for the investigation, and I asked the receptionist if the owner or a manager was present to discuss the complaint. The receptionist stated the owner and manager are not at the salon right now. I informed the receptionist that the board offers received some information to discuss and explained that the report needed to be given to management or ownership, and that my contact information was at the top of the document. An affidavit was left with the receptionist to get to management or ownership and to be filled out and returned with to the board office within 10 days. On November 12, 2023, I looked into the establishment information provided on the board's licensing database and found that the establishment license numbers SMT 19648 and SAAS 21950 expired on March 7, 2023. On December 14, 2023, I received an email from the respondent inquiring about the complaint given to them about their by the receptionist. I replied to the email, and we scheduled an over the phone interview for January 11th. On January 11, 2024, I contacted the respondent by phone. The respondent asked about the investigation process, if there are any findings, what to expect. I informed them that the violations found were no manager in charge of the salon, and both of their establishment licenses are expired, in which they have history with the board. I also explained what the affidavit is, how to fill it out and return it to the board office, and how to resolve the violations found. On March 14, 2024, yesterday, establishment license numbers SMT 19648 and SAAS 21950 were renewed for the 2023 to 2024 timeframe. But the 2024 to 2025 timeframe was not renewed, leaving the establishment licenses expired once again on March 7, 2024. If you have any questions, I would be happy to address that.
Questions? So the license that got reissued are going to expire in a couple of days.
It expired Mr. Bailey, member of the board. It was renewed 7 days after another licensing time frame. So it expired 7 days
earlier
before they paid for it.
Must have been confusing. All right. If we don't have any questions, then have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yes.
And does it make sense to you and us?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain it to us simply?
Yeah. First, I want to apologize for the renewal for license personal license. So that my computer. I tried to renew it yesterday, and I tried to renew it for 2024, but it's no line for me to renew it.
when I thought it played active license, but like I want to renew it 4.14. I don't think anything like, you know, to renew it. So if like I was like looking again today later today to see there are parts so I can renew for 2024. Yeah, I talked to Alexandra about like my computing, like light salon, establishment license, like every 2 years or 1 year. So that's my computing. So, but like after today, I don't think I'm admitted again.
Right.
Yeah, I'll check for that. And the second one is that I got a complaint from the customer on October 6th, 2023. So he came in on October 4th, 2023, and got the permit done. And after deleting his left a review, so she, at that time, didn't talk to or communicate with the receptionist, the manager. And after I saw a review at the owner, I take it really seriously about the review of the customer. So I tried to contact her by calling her to asking her, like, you know, what's going on, what happened, and asked her some photo about, like, she said her nail, her head was burned about after, like, soaking her deep manicure, her nail done. But I asked him for some picture about it to see what's going on, I how can I solve the problem, or asking her what's going on with the, you know, the during the service, but like, an unsuccessful to reach out to her. And then by that, I respond to the review on Google and telling her, I'm not like trying to prove me right or prove her wrong. I just telling her like, oh, that is the standard, what we're doing, or maybe you allergic with the acetone or something. And you know, we have a strict hygiene protocol to follow. So anything else, so she can, you know, come back and, you know, we can talk about it and, you know, I can serve you better for that time, but like she responded like, oh, from my side, it's like gaslighting customer, it's revealing customer. I'm like, I'm, you know, doing the owner job and try to like explain to her about the, you know, the process, how we doing it, but like I think seeing that and she says she didn't take for the service, but the service already done. Maybe I'm not paying her back or something because of service. So she feel mad at that time. So that's why she wanted to complain to the board.
And did she come in to you and talk to you about it?
No, we tried to reach out to her, but like, right. No.
So just social media.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's the second one.
What about that's the managers being there, having somebody in management?
At that time, I had the receptionist. My receptionist is like take the responsibility at that, you know, at the salon. And if I'm not there, like dealing with the customer, and you know, it's just like talk to the customer, explain to the customer and everything. But at that time, she didn't come up or, you know, telling, oh, if this something happened or, you know, didn't tell anything until they go home.
Yeah. Yeah, the law requires you to have a manager on site.
Yeah, so always.
If you're going to call your receptionist the manager, then
yeah,
you need to designate that so we would know, so somebody would know.
Yeah.
You need to do it formally, I guess.
Yeah, if anything happens, you know, yeah. Until we watch over the shop.
Sure.
You know, customer coming and, you know, have a conversation or something with the customer, like with the nail pack, and she saw it, and she always come in and go, oh, what's going on? What happened? I can help you, you know, but it's bad nothing. And even when it's we always ask customer like, oh, how is your permit today? That is always before checkout. They're always, but they're like, oh, fine, it's good. And then go home and write a review. Yeah, so.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from the boards?
Just for Alexandra, so you never got hold of those proof complaints. Never that mean nothing to you.
Members of the board, member Tracy, I never was able to reach the complaint of the complaint.
Okay.
Okay. Really, the issue is a manager.
Well,
really named manager of some sort.
And the licensing, yeah.
And the licensing issues, yeah.
And from my understanding, it's as simple as she could designate that person as the covering manager. But then when, if an inspector or someone came in, that person would have to act as a manager. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense to you?
Alexandra already talked to me about it. And I, you know, you talk to a technician, but if the people coming, you can, you know, if you want to do anything, you know, investigator or something, you can go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't have to wait for me.
Yeah, and if you have a customer with a concern, they need to know who's the manager.
Yeah.
So some way designate that. I can see how you could easily choose a person who's reliable to act in that manner.
Yeah, there's.
But it needs to acknowledge it. Yeah, acknowledge it. So we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But sometime like, you know, from TikTok, take more as a session, it's like, oh, it's like more higher, you know? So they need me to approve them or let them know ahead of time that, oh, there is somebody coming, you know, from state board. But with the customer, they always, always there to, you know, helping with the customer.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just make it formal, then you'll be okay. All right. Any other questions or thoughts? Any thoughts of resolution on this case?
I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Unanimously agree. Any motion of discipline this matter?
Mr. Chair, is there any prior history?
Yes, there is. There's the case, November the 18th, 2022. They negotiated in lieu and they paid the total penalty of $250 for an inactive establishment license and they had sanitation.
Okay. The establishment license has been an issue in the past.
Yeah.
Need to make a reminder for yourself.
Yes. I wanted to one more thing about the.
Deliberating now. Yeah.
Can't really do that right now.
I know it's just a system.
I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in the matter is the consent agreement for $250. Civil penalty and also the 12-month probation and recheck them. If not filed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing.
Right. They have three inspections within 6 months.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion?
Ryan McFadden, second it.
We have a motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So unanimously agree. So we'll send you a document of this that we are going to charge you a fine because the license goes a long time. That we need, you've got to set yourself a reminder of some kind, home reminder, something that rings and tells you to do that. So you don't let that go again because you've done it a couple of times. But just keep going. Instead of setting your manager idea up with the reception you need to, but just some way so that everybody knows that's who to go to.
Okay.
And you do it fine.
So if there is the price for.
Yeah, it's mainly because of the license being overdue and not having the same manager. So,
okay.
But it's our minimum.
So this still.
Yeah, it's our minimum fine. So yeah, that's a good note.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Escape number 14, INSP 089305, Marcela Gonzalez, license BAR 000075. You guys been there for a while. All right. Mr. Gonzalez, license 75. I like that. Nothing online, star six. Marcela Gonzalez. All right, hearing your response, I move that case number INSP 089305. Move to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can come to terms on a consent agreement. What happened?
Ms. Von Glover, second.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any opposed? All right, unanimously, you agree that happened. Number 15, INSP 089307, John Tabitha Estrada, BAR 010459. You swear or affirm the testimony you give today be truthful, the whole truth? State your name.
John Estrada.
Please have a seat. Ms. Geller.
Great. Good morning, Mr. Bagley, members of the board. My name is Alexandra Hill. On August 4th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of money cut and I spoke with both licensees, one being John Estrada. I verified the establishment license on the board's licensing database system and determined it was unlicensed. A verified job of personal harbor license on the board licensing database system is determined and acquired on June 8, 2023. On October 20, 2023, John's personal harbor license was renewed and expires on June 8, 2025. I informed John and the other licensee that the application needed for a cosmetology and or barber establishment license can be found on our website and wrote the board's website on the inspection report before leaving it. As of March 16, 2024, Marty Fest is still on license and no establishment application was found under John's name. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address.
How was it to tell this?
There were no sanitation violations found at that time.
Good job. Any other questions from the board?
Only been a barber.
About 4 years now?
Have you had a chance to review this complaint?
My partner didn't find something about it. I haven't asked the shipment mail service, so I never received it. I got a call in to come in today, so.
Okay. So you recognize, I mean, apparently you've cleaned up your personal licenses, which has been expired.
Yes.
But for some reason you have it in your facility, so.
No, we don't like to work there. We're not working right now. We're getting a new facility. We're starting construction, so we're gonna have that. Obviously, just that license, right now I'm just doing that job and stuff like that.
When did you reach?
You're not seeing that, because we don't work at that salon anymore.
And when did you close it?
This day was in November.
Okay.
I don't know, off the top of my head.
Sure.
Was it your salon suite, like you were the one that owned?
No, there was, it's a senior salon suite.
Okay, but you own Money Cut?
No, I don't own Money Cut, see, I have my own LLC, which is a JT Fades. I came, there was originally someone else that worked there before, and then I joined my business partner that's also on the case.
Oh.
Okay.
And the business partner, also Money Cut?
He's been partnering with another barber, yes. They have the name, but he wasn't operating under that name. That's kind of just the name on the door at that point. And when we went in there, the owner, I asked if we get in licensing, and she told me that I just needed my barber's license. So not going in and glitching into it, that was my own negligence, you know, so that obviously my fault.
Who'd you have, I'm sorry?
The owner.
Of what?
The Phoenix Salon Suites.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why you were singled out on this.
So you have, you were working at a?
Phoenix Salon Suites.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a studio, which was technically Money Cuts.
And you were working.
But I had my own LLC.
So you were working under your LLC?
Yeah, yes, I mean, that's just.
I get to get back to Alexander. I'm sorry, I'm confused.
So I think, Mr. Chairman, I think we're, Phoenix Salon Suites is the building owner in a salon suite situation.
But I was trying to figure out why John was singled out. It sounds like there's three or four different people involved in it.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, the other licensee got a separate case.
Oh.
That's why, and I named the establishment what was on the door.
Yep.
And what was on the directory of the salon suite building.
Makes sense. I knew you were doing what you should be doing. I just couldn't.
Oh, I was just, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like this is what to do with the establishment.
Well, I think it's part of that, part of this, you know, when you have your own corporation, but is that corporation going to be an establishment where you're going to get a license for your corporation to operate, or are you going to use your corporation to work for somebody else?
As far as the suites that we were in?
Where you're going to, because.
Where we're going, obviously, we can ask that question here, because we both operate under our own LLC.
Yeah.
So how would we establish a license for the entire establishment if we have two LLCs? Does it matter to get our own, just?
Yeah, I think you might want to get counsel on this, because you've got a complicated situation, and the end of it is what she told you. When she goes down there and looks at the door and sees the name on the door, that's who we think's in there.
Okay.
So if it's not you, then we wonder what you're doing is there. If you're in there, then you need to be working for that name, whatever that is. If you're not working by that name, again, why are you in there?
Who's working for who, or are you working for yourself?
We're ourselves.
Right, if you can't put a name on the door, then you're doing something totally different. Because then you're working in an unlicensed lot because you don't have a lawn license or establishment license.
Right.
So you need to have one clear line.
That we even needed to.
Yeah.
Establishment license if it began with, so that, like I said, that.
Right, but you need a clear line to work in the future, else you'd be right back in here. Next time we'll be saying we saw you before.
Okay.
And we need to increase the penalties on you so we get your attention. But better not to do that. That make up that's you to figure it out?
Yeah.
All right.
It can't be two different businesses in one establishment. You have to.
So you're saying for me and my business partner to work together, we have to join businesses? We can't.
Are you business partners?
Right under separate names?
Are you business partners?
We're going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corporate.
You need to get somebody.
Yeah. Not that we can provide guidance.
You need to get in and get a lawyer or somebody to help you figure, or accountant or somebody to help you figure this out, but you need to represent to her who you are. And you're not doing that by saying I'm a corporation, he's a corporation, but we're another name.
Because investigators looking at the name on the door, that's the business.
Yeah.
Before you open your new one.
Yeah, get that figured out, because you'll be in trouble again.
Okay.
Yeah, the consumer, and that's where this comes from, the consumer has to know who they're doing business with.
Right.
So the consumer comes into that door where she had a name on a door and gets hurt by you, they need to know who you are, that you were part of that deal. We're about consumer safety. So in order to protect the consumer, we have to make it clear who they're doing business with, and what you told us is far from clear.
Far from clear, which is.
Far from clear. You've got a corporation, Ben's got a corporation, you got another name? Who's got the ball?
How would that now work? You're probably better if you're an independent contractor, so what would that look?
You need to get, yeah, you need to get.
That's not within the purview of this board. We can't help you with your business practices. But we're trying to focus on the day of the violations that were identified the day that our inspector was there.
Okay.
And so we keep kicking these sidebars and want to bring us back to the violations.
But the bottom line is this, you can't operate the way you're describing.
Okay.
You can't legally do it.
Mr. Estrada, if you stay after the meeting, I can talk with you about.
Oh, thank you.
We didn't want you to be safe and keep the public safe. That's all there is to it. Right?
Well.
Any other questions?
No, I.
Discussion. Motion.
I need to adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
And if you have over a second.
Motion is second, all fair, say aye.
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 Be opposed? All right, so we agree to the captain. Do you have an order of discipline matter?
I move that we impose the following discipline as our order in the manner. I offer to a civil penalty of $500. If not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing.
The probation off the table.
Oh, there's nothing to check at this point, right?
Wait, not open.
Even if he's having a stop, he's not open, so there's nothing to check.
All right, so that's not good, okay. So we have your motion, do we have a second?
Goodman, second.
The motion is second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I mean, two.
Aye.
Three.
Aye.
Four. Congratulations, harvesting here. Any opposed?
Nay.
One. Nay, two. All right, by majority, we're going to go ahead and fine you. You do need to spend time with Ms. Shepherd if she'll let you, because you got to get straightened out.
That's questions. Why is this $500?
Is you're operating with licenses, it don't make sense.
So it's a $500.
License.
$500 fines for the establishment license?
Establish your license, your personal license, all this, that's with who's who and who's got the ball. She'll help you. But that's fine.
I'm just confused, I just heard an establishment license was only $250.
You have an establishment license problem, you had personal license problems, you're operating a different.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, I think those are questions that can be addressed after the meeting.
This is complicated.
But there are different, until the new board parameters that were approved today, there were separate board parameters for barbers and cosmetology. So that's the answer.
Joined in, that's why.
Yes.
Oh, it feels it. But anyway, let her help you. I mean, I know you see it like you see it, but you're really scrambled up in the way you can do it legally.
Okay.
Get some help, she'll help you. That's a great thing. And we'll send this to you at a newspaper. If you can agree to or not, if you don't like this, then you can come back for a formal hearing if you want to.
Sure.
Okay. All right, thanks. All right, number 16, numbers INSP 089308, Roman Jean Rollins, VAR 000657. Rollins? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give to be truthful and the whole truth?
I do.
State your name, please.
Colin Rollins.
Thank you. Well, this is Mary.
Good morning, Mr. Bacon, members of the board. My name is Alexander Hill. On August 4th, 2023, I conducted an inspection of money cuts and I spoke with Rachel B., one with both Michael B., one being Roman Brown. I verified the establishment license on the board licensing database system and it is online. I informed Roman that the other licensee that the application needed for a cosmetology and or barber establishment license can be found on our website and wrote the board website on the inspection report before leaving it with them. As of March 15, 2024, money cuts is still unlicensed and no establishment application was found under Roman's name. If you have any questions, I would be happy to address them.
Essentially the same thing you just did. All right, and you heard all that, so hopefully that'll make sense to you.
A little bit, just want to clear a couple things up, but yes, it did.
Okay. So, do we have any questions of the inspector from the board standpoint? All right, Mr. Rouse, did you understand this complaint?
I did.
Okay. So, could you tell us?
Yeah, so that day, so originally, I paid money cuts is not an LLC, it's just a trade name.
Okay.
Back in 2020, when I first went into Phoenix Salon Suite, we were straight out of a barber shop. Getting straight knowledge from the owner, Phoenix Salon Suite, she informed me no licensing is needed, just your barber's license. I was 100% aware of that, you know, real heavy on licensing and everything, want to get everything except for LLC. She said, no, you're fine, you're ready to go. Cool. So business was going, money comes to me. I had another business partner, didn't go up well, he left. Now, the reason why JT and John Thomas is in this situation is because we both have two different contracts. So you cannot do business under one salon suite with being salon suites with one person. So if I'm the owner, JT has to be under me. So that's why she informed us to have two separate contracts. So that's why he's under JP Bay and I had money cuts. Now money cuts was supposed to be two business partners, me and another friend of mine. That's when John Thomas came in and kind of did his own business. No one informed us or anything like that, was ready to go. So I think that's where that whole confusion happened. But that's the only way it went down. And I've been there for 3 years before Alex I was waiting for it before they come by and, you know, give me inspection. But that last year when she came, that was our year of ending the business there. So she actually got us before we left, and why you don't see deficit life.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully this makes sense to you that the board is about public safety.
Yes.
So we need to know that when a customer comes in that door, they know who they did business with.
Yes.
And this thing you guys are talking about is super confusing.
Yeah.
About who's who, and you can't legally do this.
Yeah, because we do business straight booking appointments through an app. So no one goes on Google and finds does nothing like that.
The whole problem is when a person walks in your business, they need to know who you are.
Yeah, no, that's why they did.
Well, right now, I was hearing you guys, I wouldn't know who you were. I wouldn't know what company it was.
I mean, you guys had money cuts, right?
That's because there's no clear picture. You have to have a clear picture. You can't have all this gamesmanship.
Yeah.
It's just the business that does business.
Right.
You know, so figure that out.
Yeah, maybe going back to maybe what he stated, to get on board with the owner of the philosophy.
Yeah, and there's some problem there, too.
There's a big problem with that, because I'm sure it's like 80% of the cases that are happening, you know? So,
the ones that look like this are goofy. Can you talk to him too? And you talk to could you just get together and?
I mean, now we know how business is going.
Talking to your friend, it doesn't sound like it to me.
No, we'll get it together.
Yeah,
we'll get it together.
So, a little late now, but is there any way to combine these? Okay, I mean, I very much supported the idea of having a fine in this case, but two fines for the same case, right, given. Criminal commitment. So, but the problem is if we just leave one of the gentlemen with the fine, this guy could help him or not, it's the other guy's problem. So what do we proceed? I mean,
very close to that, we have to rescind the other person, come back and redo it.
Yeah, I just.
The money cuts is originally mine. He can't go there.
Yeah.
You can't fight as long.
Yeah.
They're probably a little bit May on that one.
Well, it's messy.
Yeah, yeah, and we didn't know, you know, we're really trying to have a year of farming school. That's the reason of going to Phoenix Long Sweep, because she says this is a devastating fire thing. Four barbers, technician, massaging, texting warranties. So that's, you know, if I knew we had to get lighters, you know, I would have just opened up a big shop and took it over the whole overhead, you know, but.
She was renting rooms, so.
Was that?
She was renting rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, we didn't. Didn't know.
Yeah, no, but let's get him out of this some way or another, this is a matter.
Well, it's under oath, right? We could get him to, this seems creative, get him to testify that he's gonna cover his half on the other, and then the other guy can appeal his terms.
Like, yeah.
That's all right.
I might be creative.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, I know, you gotta.
It's only fair.
Yeah, you gotta do.
Ideas, correct.
You can reopen the matter involving Mr. Estrada. Resend your motion that called for the $500 civil penalty. And then vote.
Yeah, so you did the 2250, then reopen the other changes, 250,
let's just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's finish this one and go back to the other one.
All right, so do we have motions regarding this case?
I move that we adopt the findings of facts and conclusions of law.
Goodman, second.
Motion to second, all fair, say aye.
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 All right, unanimously agree on that, we have an order.
Attorney prior, drinks. No, I'm trying to, okay. I move that we enact the following and spend $250 civil penalty with a 12-month probation with early termination.
Okay.
I would just say they don't have a place right now.
Right.
The probation.
Oh, that's true. Well, their personal license could still be on probation until they pay off their.
There we go, yeah.
Thanks. Motion, second.
I second.
Motion is second, all fair, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that closes your case, so we're gonna tell you paper about that, $250 fine, clean up your mess, it'll be great, you guys will be great. All right, sir.
When I have, just moving forward, whenever you close a business or establishment, just let the state board know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear you up.
It was a mess, the owner of the mess.
I'm just saying that.
It's all the month-to-month thing, we just, yeah, but I agree, I'll take that advice.
Cover yourself.
I would cause the landlord the owner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, cover yourselves, you get.
She treated the owner.
Oh, what?
Of Phoenix Long Sweet.
But not your business.
Correct, but she got behind me, that's her building, she does the steps, and I said, oh, hey, we're just looking at a school, you know, it's our first time.
Yes, yeah.
We all have that knowledge, so.
Yeah, well, you got some feeling today, so you're good.
We should, because you have a.
Appreciate you guys.
So.
All right, let's reopen case number INFP 089307.
No, no, no.
Wait, wait, wait.
No, just a second. Either way, yeah.
So, John Thomas Estrada, VAR 010459. So we're reopening this case.
We need to move.
We just amended, or?
And we're going to make a motion to rescind the previous order. Do you have a second?
Yeah, second.
The motion, second, all fair, say aye.
Aye.
All right, and as an order of discipline in this matter, we'd like to change this one to $250 and probation for 12 months.
So don't we have to rescind the previous?
We did. We did.
All right, so we have, I have a motion on table, you have a second?
It's my favorite second.
So motion is second, all fair, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, we reduced your fine to $250. You're welcome.
Also, what does the probation entail? What is that?
Don't do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like a church, like, it's not like the police, there's no way. Yeah. Yeah, no, no, no. Good for him, yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Can I just bring something up? Like, I think, I'm glad we were able to clear that up. But again, you know, the recommended fees here with 350 for the same situation, I really want to get that cleared up.
Oh, it was the old printer.
But then two people with some things right next to each other.
There was an establishment for one, and then the other one was establishment and a personal license. So that's why it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had like for Mr. Estrada, he was off performing services with an expired license.
So there were two things.
Yeah, and they were broken down. It would have been more than 500, because the barbers only have 500 limits. That's why we did the 500. Otherwise, it would have been.
Okay, case number 17, I N T 089486. Harry PM Barber and Beauty Salon, BBE 000290. Harry PM Barber, LLC, the owner, Merely Dela Cruz, VAR 002785.
Hello.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll give today will be the truth and the whole truth? Then state your name.
Merely Dela Cruz.
Oh, how'd you pronounce that?
Merely.
Merely?
Merely.
Oh, that's better than I did.
I don't.
Much greater than what I did.
My injuries.
No, you did great. I was, I messed up.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC at the station representation form on the file for this case.
Ms. Chavez, can you help out?
Okay. Good afternoon, Chairman Medley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On August 31st, 2023, I conducted an inspection at RV PM Barber and Beauty Salon, and I spoke with Merely Dela Cruz. During the inspection, I identified the following license violations. I verified the barber establishment license, GDE 000290, on the board database, and determined that it expired on June 30th, 2023. I also verified personal license, VAR 002785, for Merely Dela Cruz on the board database, and determined that it expired on March 21st, 2023. I provided the owner with an inspection report and educated her before. On September 11th, 2023, Barber Establishment License Number BBE 000290 was renewed and is active, expiring on June 30th, 2024. On September 12th, the respondent renewed her personal license, VAR 002785, which now expires on March 21st. I'll give you a breakdown before I stop. $100 operating barbershop without posting a current license, and $160 practicing without a current license, $100 without posting a current barber license.
Okay, so this is about licensing?
Yeah, correct.
Still the spine?
Yeah.
Okay. Questions? Have you had a chance to review the complaint?
It's my first offense, because I have 20 years in the business.
Oh, I see that.
So, yeah. So, before when we come in here and coming to pay for the license, so that's good for me. But now I have to do it in the computer, so it's hard for me to do it. But I have to find someone to do it. So that's why I'm delayed in that part, but I don't think that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Life's changed. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions of this night, Clayton? All right. So deliberation about this. Anything to say? Any motions related to it?
I move that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions as well.
Just one other second.
Okay, we have a motion, second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so unanimously, this happened. That's all I have there. All right, do we have a motion regarding the discipline?
Mr. Chair, if there any prior history?
No prior history.
And you've been in business 20 years?
Yes.
You're a monster.
How late were they?
Let me think. August 31st was the inspection, and when it June 30th on the establishment license, and March for the personal license. And August 31st, I went in on September 11th. She paid and renewed the barber establishment license. And then the next day she came for her personal license, personal barber license.
Okay.
Thank you. I move that we approve the following disciplinary action. As our matter, I move to offer a consent agreement for 360 civil penalty.
Okay.
It's not signed within 30 days, move to a formal hearing.
Okay. We have a second.
Goodman, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Four or five. Do you have anyone who is opposed?
No.
Okay, reasonably. Fine, let it pass. So we're going to keep the fine in place. We'll send you a paper about this. You'll have 6 months to pay, year to pay, how long do you have to pay?
We give them 12 months.
12 months? You have a year to pay. You can pay $30 a month if you want, however you want to. Okay? And we recognize and appreciate you, that you've gone so long and done such a good job. And I understand completely what you mean about the technology part. It just changed. Good and bad. But keep up the good work. We really appreciate you being there. You make this look good.
Yeah. Just for clarification, this was the old system that she did this in, not the new system.
Again, you're talking about the little new chart.
No, the
IT.
Database.
Oh, yeah, software?
Yeah. She was in the old system.
Oh. Oh, no, really? I should have done it. That's done that. Don't source that filter. All right, well, anyway, we're stuck. So, thank you. Yeah. All right.
For the record, she got us down the SAP when.
Yeah, she got it. I did, yeah. I agree. I didn't know she was trapped in the software.
She was.
Why don't they she was?
Oh, that's the other one. So it's your fault. Oh, okay, okay.
It was less user friendly.
Until she was caught, and then she got it.
Yeah, then she got it. All right, number 18, change number 98426, Pedro Falcon, 19918460. Pedro Falcon, Pedro Falcon. Stars takes it around the phone, and up here on here. Take the response. I move the case number 98426, move to a formal hearing, and let the parties involved can come to agreement on the consent form they were offered before this happened.
It's one of our second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, unanimously agree. With the entire lost my place. Yeah, let's say next. All right, next one up. Sorry, dude. 19 and 20 are marked up, right?
19.
All right, so 21, case number 98582, McKenna Reeb, license 11601658. McKenna Reeb, star six, if you're on the phone. Hearing no response, I move the case number 98582, move to a formal hearing, and let parties involved can come to agreement on the consent agreement before that happens.
It's one of our second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimously agree. So number 22, Elizabeth, or our case number 98584, Elizabeth Pryor, 19900201. Elizabeth Pryor, star six, if you're on the phone. Seeing no response, I move the case number 98584, move to a formal hearing, and let parties involved can come to agreement on the consent agreement before it happens.
It's one of our second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, unanimously agree. All right, next one up, number 23. INSP 0886421. That's INSP 0886421. Daniel Barret, BAR 002193. Daniel Barret. Seeing no response, I move the case number INSP 0886421, move to a formal hearing, and let the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement before the time.
It's one of our second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimously agree on that. Last one. Number 24, INSP 088643, JVN Rouse, SBA, Okay, 001796. Fabian Rouse. Star Stick will be on the line. Hearing no response, I move the case number INFP 088643. Move to a formal hearing, the possible price of all would come to agreement on the consent agreement before it happens.
It's not over six.
Motion to second, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any votes? And case moves forward. That team was dealt with, the continuation. And now we're at a very exciting thing. Those who wish to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. Or when the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number of minutes, apparently, on a given public matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431.01H. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or to schedule it for a later time to talk about. So do any of you want to make a public, oh, come on. No, just not out here. That's my. And Zoom? No way. Oh, look at this. Nobody up there. Well, they've done that little bit of sadness. Does anyone want to?
Is there anyone on the phone?
Well, that's to make public. Does anyone on the phone want to make a public comments? All right.
Did not deliver the adjourn.
Bless you.
McFadden, second that.
Motion to second, please say yes.
Aye.
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 Anyone want to stay? Okay. Thanks for coming.